Welcome. This is Elvis Lester coming to you from the Mindverse studio. Psygene. Did you know there was such a thing? What is this? A new word or a theory? You bet it is. But not just a new word or a new theory. It's much more than that, for sure. And it's likely that you do already know what it is. Stop and think just for a moment or two about how you relate to you. How do you relate to you? How it is that you communicate to yourself on the inside, in mind. Say, for instance, when it comes to a challenge, or when you are facing a difficulty or a hot spot in a relationship, what's the saying in the doing and the viewing that goes on and leads to how you experience yourself on the inside, and what's responsible for the very quality of your mind life, which we know impacts your relationships, and the number one relationship that you do have, the one between you and you. Yes, you do have a life on the inside in mind, of course, do you not? Your mind life, that ultimately determines the very qualities of your relationships and of your life. Now, notice even more whether the feeling and the impact of your very own communications to yourself regarding your experience is desirable, what you want, pleasurable, as empowering and positive as you'd like it to be. Is how you communicate and influence and persuade others, or the tone and quality of your relationships, including the most important relationship you do have, the one between you and you, is it as pleasurable and attractive as it could be? Has what you've been thinking and feeling and saying and doing and viewing, for the most part, in response to how you communicate to yourself, made you or others feel good or great, pleasurable, more motivation, as good as you'd like to feel? Well, ask yourself, are your responses and reactions to situations and issues, for present day conditions in your life, positively moving you towards what you really want and what you find valuable and most important in your life? Or have your thoughts and feelings, your communications, led you away from what it is you want most and towards experiencing not so good response reactions that drive you more often than you like to live your life like you don't want to, and cause you to be someone you really don't want to be? Think about it. Take just a moment or two. The whole point here is that by noticing and becoming aware, more aware, and putting more focus, energy, and commitment into directing how you're thinking and feeling and doing on the inside, and by using more productive and purposeful ways to communicate to yourself and others, you will improve the quality of your life, mind first, from the inside out. You'll make life-evolving differences and changes, real transformations occur on the inside in how you go about living out who you are and who you're becoming, and your behavior will follow suit. By practicing what we call better psygenics, kind of like a mental health hygiene, the art of clean and purposeful thinking and feeling and doing towards specific desired state outcomes and well-formed conditions in your life, you will apply the skills to tailor and detail the very fabric of your own reality and create more pleasurable experiences, leading to the kind of life that you truly desire, actuality. One that will inspire you to act with more presence of mind, poise, and behave with more purpose, purposeful strategies of how to think and feel and to go and do. And when you're living with better psygene, you are able to be more pleased and satisfied with yourself, who you actually are being and doing. And you live your life with cleaner, clearer, crisper communications that are good for you, not only between you and you, but also with those you love and really care about. So now, let me entertain you with just a few good ideas about what good hygiene is. That's right, conscious awareness, where you're more aware, more alert, have more acuity, sensory acuity and awareness of what is going on inside. Focus and commitment. Focus of what you think and feel and say and do. The thinking preferences and filters that you perceive through. And the thoughts you do make up and how you do communicate to yourself. And the commitment to making this better, more productive, more ecological, good for you, and more congruent with who you are becoming. An uptime state of mind, where you get into an uptime state, where you know what's going on, and you have a sense of intentionality, the ability to be more intentional, and to design what it is you want, desired state to be in your life. State awareness. What emotions are you are experiencing? That's right, you are experiencing. And the states that you can direct and control. Great state control. So that you're in these positive and pleasurable, powerful, purposeful states. Believe me, you can do that even better. Well-formed goals within your control, positive. Very crisp and clean, as you can see and hear and feel. Put on your timeline so that it isn't too much of a time crunch and not too much pressure or force, but actually motivating yourself with more pleasure and enjoyment, looking forward, being pulled toward what it is you want. That's right. Purposeful behavior, living by design. You decide and you design ways to get what you want. Be more purposeful in the way that you do things. Mental health and agility. Yes, it is important. And how you can become more flexible in the way you do think, the way you do speak, the way you do behave, say and do, and the views that you hold of yourself, the world, and others. That's right. Positive expectancy, that you look out and see, yes, it is possible, can be done. I will succeed. I am taking action and get what I want now. With more emotional competency and what I call PsyQ, knowing what is going on inside your mind and your brain, and being able to run your brain with more positive emotion, power, sense of purpose, more enjoyment, appreciation, self-acceptance, real self-acceptance, being true to yourself, not being hard on yourself or beating yourself up or judging yourself as less than. But to really look at opportunity to be accepting of who you are and who you are becoming, what it is you are doing to get what you want in life in a proactive manner, proactivity to preempt success. We practice these things and have that sense of composure about ourselves, and then we can truly have self-appreciation, finding precious our abilities to be able to generate the lives that we want to live with less stress, stress release, letting go, not pressuring, putting yourself in any kind of bind or pushing. That's right. Less of that and feeling more pulled, propelled, not compulsed, but propulsed, pulled into our lives with more balance, mind-life balance. That's right. Balance in mind and live, and executing mind first, preempting success, conditioning ourselves from the inside out to have that sense of identity and the various roles we play in life, the values and vision that validate you and bring to fore your intentions. That's right, with the power of belief, you benefit and you bridge these gaps, then this is excellent for you to have a sense of expectancy of what you want is happening. Because you put in the energy and put your experience into play and expect the effect. And with good vibes, positive values, intentions, and beliefs, expectations, and great states, positive and productive thoughts and feelings and evaluations, and better decision making, you have a sense of presence of mind, sensory awareness of how you do think and feel and say and do and view. You can select and be more able to sequence your mental and emotional, physical, behavioral states and strategies, skills that you do put into play in your life each day, so that we are definitely in charge of who we are now and how we live our lives. And ultimately, we act and behave in more pleasurable and purposeful ways. Good hygiene. Do this, and you surely will say, life is good and getting much, much, much better. That's right. So take the time now to ponder these ideas of what it's like for you to have all these abilities coming together with a sense of focus, intention, resourcefulness, being energized, determined, deliberate, up, present, in mind, fired up. That's right. Feels so good to be alive and to be able to change your mind and your life at any time. Just give us a call. Contact us to learn more about how you can practice better hygiene. Get more information. Visit us online at execulearn.com or hygiene.com. That's PSYGIENE.com. It just takes a little knowledge put into practice. You'll be glad you did, won't you? Thank you. And this is Elvis Lester coming to you from Execulearn, Mind First Studios.